And when I have left marks all up and down your back, making you suck your hissing breath between your teeth and roll your body, curl your toes, clench your hands, I will wipe my own warm hands down your back, wiping you clean. You have learned that when I touch you, when I deliver an aching, scratching sensation, the mere thought of my touch delivering the delicious mix of pleasure and pain, all of it is bound up with trance so deeply that if I ran my hands down your back and then my nails, even lightly, your eyes would glaze. Heavy, drowsy, droopy eyes. Heavy, obedient, drowsy limbs. Heavy, marked mind etched with the mark of my control. Feel the etching mark of my fingernails traveling down your back. Scratches. Every file about scratches. Simple, sadistic, pleasurable scratches. Each of these files was preparing you for this moment. The moment when I unveil the secret. The art of making you feel things rather than merely saying things. Scratches send a message, but they also are a message. Nothing so simple and crass as scratching the letter A in your back. That is fun, silly, playful. But the real lesson here is dark and primal and so easy to understand. Your mind is a mechanistic part of you. It exists before you master language. It exists in nature. It exists connected to so many systems in your body. Words are just one way to communicate with your mind. Might you believe me if I proposed words are far from the most effective way? The most effective way may just be sensation. Of course, I will use both together, and you will know the feelings have mingled to send the most complete message. The moment when you slip deep enough that you feel everything more acutely, one tiny scratch, 1 inch of my fingernail scraping over your back, the sensations mix into pain and pleasure, and you know you are begging for both, rather than just for one, when you let yourself whimper and groan in the way I like and yearn to hear. That moment has always been part of my plan, part of the mission to communicate with you in a way more effective than words, a way older, more primal, more powerfully tied into your senses. Pleasure and pain mingled, but also the dominance of my providing sensation and the natural submission of you letting yourself be the canvas, the one upon whom I have written the lesson, and so I continue to write, continue to teach. More lessons will come, and they will involve this idea that pleasure and pain can mingle into a message. I send a message when I make you feel.